This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Deanna Kortkamp about Syria, and we're in the middle of discussing who the real Syrian army is and who are the rebels and who finances them. And I'm not trying to jump ahead or oversimplify this, Janice, but I think what people really need to understand here, and I want you to, you know, finish talking what you were saying, but that the rebels are the ones that are financed by the West. And you have Congressperson Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, Rand Paul, Senator Richard Black from Virginia or whatever, and Thomas Massie, all, you know, trying to talk to Donald Trump about we need to not be funding these rebels, because a lot of times what happens is they want to supposedly free Syria from President Assad, funded by the West to do this, so that the West, we can put our guy in there. So we are funding these rebels, and the Syrian people don't want to be under these rebels because most of them are becoming terrorists, like ISIS and Al-Qaeda and everything. I know I'm oversimplifying it, but I'm trying to kind of make people understand what the difference is.
Yeah, no, this is great. The basic reality is, the Syrian war is not a popular, organic, spontaneous uprising against a brutal dictator. It is not a civil war. It never has been. It was a carefully orchestrated and manufactured regime change war using proxy militant groups. And these militant groups were financed and sponsored by several different countries, which is one of the reasons it got so complicated. The U.S. and our Western allies, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey.
Go ahead and name the countries that are financing these people.
Okay, so we have the U.S., U.K., and France. We have Israel. We have Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey. And then, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood was one of the main instruments for fomenting this revolution. And so we created this group. We ironically called the Friends of Syria. Each country in that group has its own agenda. And this is how, and even groups within the countries, like in the U.S., we have Pentagon militias fighting CIA-backed militias at some point. This is how things got so crazy and so confusing. So each group has a different sugar daddy, basically. They share basically the same ideology. And this is why the vast majority of the Syrian people refer to them all as terrorists. It doesn't mean that every single individual fighter has raped or beheaded somebody or what have you. But the intention is to replace their secular, safe, stable society with a religious fundamentalist Islamic State.
Okay, but why? What's the end game, do you think?
Well, it depends on which country you're talking about, but as far as the United States is concerned, we're in there primarily for the ambitions of certain of our allies. We are a war machine, as General Clark was describing. Every problem becomes a nail because the only answer we have is a hammer. We have virtually no diplomatic budget at this point. So, you know, we have gotten into, especially the neocons took over, we went on a rampage of what they called preemptive war. But basically it was, we want that country, we want to control it. How we do it is to destabilize it and pound it with our hammer. And so this is what our policy is there, and it's utterly destructive.
So these poor Syrian people, and then somebody starts a rumor that President Assad is chemical bombing his own people and putting, and I've read things about him saying, oh, you know, he doesn't want GMOs in the country and he cares about his people and he protects the Christians. I'm going, that doesn't sound like a man who would gas his own people and use chemical weapons on his own people. So, you know, people I think have gotten a little bit confused, but our Western media just keeps hammering it into us that, you know, he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. So tell us a little bit about the chemical weapons.
Sure. I mean, honestly, tracking this day in and day out, those false flags are just utterly juvenile and silly. I mean, if the consequences weren't so serious, I would call them silly. They're very obvious. Every time the Syrian army, the Syrian Arab army, is making great victories, has a lot of momentum, or if in front of serious negotiations, like at a Geneva conference, bam, there's another accusation of chemical weapons. What people need to understand is, you're right, number one, that's not in his character. They won't use chemical weapons. They had a perfect opportunity at Palmyra to protect those beautiful Roman ruins. It was only ISIS fighters there. It would have been a use of chemical weapons that would have actually been strategically logical. But these so-called attacks always occur, of course, in terrorist-held areas. And what you get, I mean, some of these video footages we have, literally it's shaving cream coming out of some child's mouth. The reality is the rebel groups do have access to sarin. The path was traced of that by Seymour Hersh down through Turkey to these groups. We do know that, for example, the CIA helped Saddam Hussein gas Iran in the 80s. So what has really occurred is a staged attack. Many of the people that are seen in those videos are actually kidnapped victims of the rebel groups. In the last attack, for example, in Idlib, some of the kids had obvious, you know, like cutthroats and stuff. And so what it is these terrorist militant groups trying to frame the Syrian government in order to get greater support, more money, more weapons from the West, and to support their great cause of freedom and democracy. You know, so this is what's happening. They're false flags to frame the Syrian government.
And we are funding them. We are sending them supplies and it's coming through Turkey or Saudi. Are we doing it through Saudi Arabia? How are they getting all their supplies and their funding? Do you know?
Yeah, all the stuff goes through Turkey usually, or can come up the southern border sometimes through Jordan. But most of it comes down through Turkey. And again, it's not just us supplying these people, the Saudis, Qatar was doing it for a long time. Turkey itself supplies terrorist groups there. And, you know, that there's a huge long border there with Turkey that's impossible to control.
Some of the Syrian rebels, are they not all Syrian? Are there mercenaries that have come into Syria to join these Syrian rebels?
In the tens of thousands, it might be well over 100,000 from over 80 other documented countries. They've come in from all over the world. One of the largest group is a group of Chinese extremists that now live in Idlib. This is how insane it's gotten. And Turkey allowed all those foreign fighters to just stream over their border into Syria to wage what they called jihad.
This is all the end game. I mean, they, like you said, they have different reasons, but the end game is to overthrow the, quote unquote, the regime change that we've done to so many other countries. And I don't know. I mean, I guess this is the pathway to Iran. I could target Iran like that guy's book. I mean, I don't know. It just seems that, you know, I cannot believe that we are being lied to so much about this.
Well, it's a shame because Syria, like I said, is a beautiful country. They obviously wanted good relations with the West. And the problem is that what they define as good relations is not how we define it. They define it as mutually respectful, mutually beneficial relations. Whereas we define it, you do what we say. So what Syria did was they said, you know, we want to have a good relationship with you, but we won't just accept your dictates and become your puppet. And that's when President Assad became part of the axis of evil, if you will, and had to be taken out. That's what it's all about, is whether or not a country is subservient to us. And this is how Saudi Arabia can get away with being the most ISIS-like government in the world. And yet we still call them reformers because they do what we say.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really obvious that they want, when they use the word regime, you know, that's kind of has a negative connotation too, because it's a he's a democratically elected leader, and this isn't like you know, Nero or something like that. So, you know, it just kind of breaks my heart, because I see this as it's happening over and over and over again, and I'm kind of a constitutionalist, and you know, I just heard recently that we are sending troops now to northern Syria to supposedly quote unquote help the rebels, and our presence in Syria, you know, it's illegal, and whether you look at United Nations or the War Powers Act, there's no mandate at all, nothing in our Congress that permits our military to be within their borders of a sovereign country. So I'm trying to understand this, how we can keep sending our young men and women in to these know-nothing or no-win wars.
Well, it's absurd. You know, it's utter hypocrisy. And this is one of the things that the people in the region there, they respect American ideals, honestly, and they really like Americans. When you travel around there, they think of Americans as good-willed, good-humored people, but ignorant of realities in the rest of the world, and I find this to be generally true. And so we have the Americans here getting literally apoplectic about illegal immigrants. You know, every nation needs to protect its borders, et cetera. But we're the eagles. In Syria, we've established illegal military bases. We've trained terrorists there. We've killed thousands of civilians in these attacks, these bombing attacks. And, you know, everything we're doing there is illegal by our laws and by international laws. And this is something the American people have to shout, that this is unacceptable to us. Not only that, we just budgeted another $500 million to train and equip undesignated so-called rebels in Syria, $400 million of which is for weapons. So we continue to flood the country with weapons and to train extremists to keep the country in chaos and dysfunction.
That's the thing that people have to take away from this, is that the outside forces are training and funding the Syrian rebels, who are really the terrorists who become ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and they're the ones that perform the severe Sharia law. And, you know, so supposedly the real Syrian army and Russia kind of have helped rid ISIS out of some of these areas. And
yeah.
I don't know, Donald Trump is kind of taking credit for it. I don't know what we did to help that, but maybe we did. But we're going to break.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to NewManna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. NewManna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Mary Ellen Moore, and we are talking to Janice Kortkamp on the truth about Syria. And I kind of went up against the break there, and I was wondering a little bit about who really has been doing the ridding of ISIS out of Syria. I think I've been reading alternative news that says it's basically the Syrian army and with Russian help, and then I'm reading that another media that Donald Trump is doing it. So do you kind of know who's been really helping with that?
Sure. One of the most extraordinary experiences of my life was being able to go to Deir ez-Zor in October. I was there the third week of October when the city was still 40% occupied by ISIS. I got to go travel to Al-Mayadeen, which had just 2 weeks before been liberated from ISIS by Syrians and their allies. There were even still dead ISIS fighters on the streets, so it was very fresh. And being up there amongst the very close to the front lines against that terrible terrorist army, really, the Syrians, people say that the army is all foreigners now, the Iranians, people from Afghanistan, et cetera. And this is one of the most heartbreaking myths of the whole conflict. There are families there that have lost all of their sons in the army. Some of the battles against ISIS in Deir ez-Zor had 70% casualty rates among the Syrian soldiers. This was brutal, hand-to-hand, street-to-street fighting oftentimes. And it was a heroic battle for the Syrians and their allies. The United States, on the other hand, took on one of ISIS's capitals, which was Raqqa, but there were three others which were done away with by the Syrians and their allies. in Raqqa, we basically bombed the place into oblivion and made deals with ISIS fighters to leave. Our guys did not engage in hand-to-hand, in street-to-street fighting like the Syrians and the Iranians and Hezbollah did. We basically cleared it out through a series of negotiated settlements and just bombing them to scare them into making those deals. So, yes, we cleared out Raqqa, but we didn't liberate it because we're occupying it. That's Syrian land. That's a Syrian city. And yet we are not allowing the Syrians to take control of that city. So we didn't liberate it. We stole it.
So we're still occupying it today?
Yes, we still are. We're still, you know, we still control that part of Syria and that whole northern area. We kind of want to distinguish as our own or for our guys. And it's Syrian land, and that's utterly unacceptable to the Syrian government, the Syrian army, and the Syrian people.
I mean, I wish we could, you know, think of an equivalency of something here in the United States, that if a foreign government decided they wanted to liberate the Southwest for Mexico because they figured, you know, that really belongs to Mexico, and they send armies in and they start, you know, creeping up and occupy. I mean, I just don't think people have an idea. Like, this isn't like some abstract thing. These are real people. Okay. And,
exactly.
And you know, for all the people in this country to think, oh, well, they're just a Muslim country. No. These are real people. And guess what? There's a lot of Christians over there as well. And, I kind of want you to speak to that too, because you were talking about how all those people get along and do Christmas celebrations in the towns together. I think that's fascinating.
Oh, it's fabulous. You know, really, I think it's unique, to be honest with you. And it's one of the things that is just so magical about the country and the society. I think Christmas, if it's not the most popular holiday in the country, it's certainly the most popular holiday for many Syrians, whether they're Muslims or Christians or whatever. Huge, massive celebrations. Again, Aleppo is so key to understanding, because we were told that, you know, Aleppo was going to fall last December in 2016. What happened was the terrorists of East Aleppo got driven out by the Syrians and the Russians. The very first thing that city did was hold a massive Christmas celebration to celebrate their liberation from the terrorists and their reunification as a city. This is the heart and spirit of Syria. Everywhere you go, you know, it's very common for the Muslims to go with their friends to Christmas service or Easter service. Very common for the Christians to put on iftar meals for their Muslim friends during Ramadan. It's a beautiful, precious thing.
And these Syrian Muslims, they know who Jesus Christ is. This isn't like they're just celebrating some, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right? I mean, this is...
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the things they have at the Damascus Opera House is the Choir of Joy. And Senator Black was in Homs. He's sitting in a community center during Easter week. And most of the audience...
Hold your thought. I want to hear this story.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Janice Kortkamp. And Janice, I want you to finish telling the story about the Damascus Opera House and the celebrations of Christmas. But before we do, because this time goes so fast, I want to give out just a little information for you, because we'll probably come up to the end of the show and I'll forget. So I know you're working on a website, and it's going to be up, I guess, in about a week or so. It's going to be called, if you want to write this down, SyriaResourcesArchive.com. That's SyriaResourcesArchive.com. And Janice also has a Facebook site, and if you are on the internet, you need to go there and look at all these pictures and look at, just beautiful, the country, the people, and the fact that you're just walking around with your beautiful blonde hair flying around, and it just looks wonderful. And I've there's places over there I've always wanted to go, because I want to see some of the historical sites and biblical sites and everything like that, and it just looks marvelous. Great. So it's Janice Kortkamp, K-O-R-T
KAMP, just like it sounds, but with K's, Janice Kortkamp. Is that about it for your sites?
Yes, that's great. I'm on Twitter as well under the, you know, my same name, okay. Janice Kortkamp. And okay. I would love to have people visit. I'll answer any question, any comment. Please feel free. It's everything I write is public, and anyone can comment.
And I think you're planning another trip in a few months to go back. Is that correct?
Yes, I am very hopeful to be returning. I try to go back every 6 months, and the spring is gorgeous there, so I'm very excited. And you were talking about historical sites. One of my hotels in Old Damascus is right off the street called Strait. It's spectacular there, truly.
Well, a lot of us think of the road to Damascus and the Apostle Paul, those of us that are Christians. So there's a lot of biblical history there, you know, as well as Islamist history as well. So it's I don't know, I'm fascinated by all of that. But please continue your the Damascus Opera House and the Christmas celebrations.
Yes, well, there was the Choir of Joy at the Damascus Opera House, which is attended by everyone, but in Holmes, State Senator Black was there in an audience with probably mostly Muslims, with the governor of the district and his wife, who are Sunni Muslims, and they were attending an Easter program, and they had a beautiful choir there, and in the back was the whole wall was the screen, and they just showed the entirety of the Easter story there. And
really?
This is when you ask about, do they know about Jesus? Do they know about the other religions? You know, yes, the people there are highly educated. They are passionate for education, deep thinking people, philosophical people, great company, you know, writers, artists, musicians, dancers. If anybody ever gets a chance to go to Syria, I encourage you. Even in the war, it's a beautiful place to visit.
Yeah, I'm sure there's, you know, I mean, I don't know. I would think there's probably some kind of sketchy areas, but I would imagine there's many beautiful parts of the country that aren't as affected. Is that correct? I mean, unless we do something stupid.
Yeah, well, that's another one of the big myths that we're told now is it's gone, it's destroyed, what have you. It's nonsense. It's still a very highly functional place. Many of the cities are still vibrant. Homes was heavily destroyed. Over half the city is gone, but the other half is a vibrant, dynamic city. Aleppo is coming back to life so quickly. I've been there twice since it was liberated. And already, you know, hundreds of schools have been reopened. The hospitals are getting rebuilt. The businesses are reopening. Churches are getting rebuilt, mosques, et cetera. So, I mean, the Syrians are going to rebuild their country amazingly quickly because they're very productive people. And, you know, but there are still a lot of it there, and a lot of it is still beautiful.
Wow. I mean, it really does sound spectacular. And I hope people take this to heart and do a little extra research and understand that we cannot continue down this road of regime change and this road of, I don't know, I guess I always say it's making the world safe for Goldman Sachs, Exxon, Halliburton, Saudi Arabia, Israel,
exactly.
Fill in the blank. I mean, that's first of all, that's not our job. And second of all, it's wrong.
Oh, you nailed it. You nailed it. And, you know, we have even an opportunity now to literally just leave Syria. Syria is not our country. If we deal with it with some kind of integrity, we could have still positive relations with that country. And I hope we do, with Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, all these countries. There's a wealth of knowledge there. There's a deep culture. They're fascinating places. And I just hope someday that we can have decent relationships with them.
Well, that would be, you know, that goes without saying. And, you know, of course, I don't understand why we can't have decent relations with Russia. I just think so much of this stuff is orchestrated and contrived. But yeah, I mean, you're like making it sound like it's a place I'd like to visit, but I'll bet the food's good over there, too. I love Middle Eastern food. I bet Syria
fabulous
has good food.
Like you said, no GMOs. Most of it is organic. Most of it is home-prepared, handmade. vegetables, fruits. It's a fruitful land. Everybody has citrus trees, olive trees, you know, our apple trees, pomegranates, grapes. They love the fruit of the land. I make it sound like I'm looking at it through rose-colored glasses, but it has a magic. It gets under your skin, it gets in your heart, and people fall in love with it.
No, I believe you, and I think there's other parts of the world like this too. It's a shame that we have to be on this war footing all the time. And you know, I think I mentioned to you when we spoke that I'm a believer in freedom through military victory. I totally understand that concept. I'm not like an incredible peacenik, but I do not believe in illegal, unjust, and orchestrated wars for profit. And I've always say all wars are bankers' wars. And if it's necessary to protect your person, your home, your community, your country, heck, I'll be the first one to sign up, and I'm old. But that is not what's going on here. In spite of what people think about 9/11 and everything, and of course that's a whole other subject, but you know, we've been lied to so much. And I think when you've been lied to by the media, and you realize, and I think you also said something that kind of grabbed my attention when we spoke. It was about how there was a situation where our CIA and our Pentagon were actually fighting against each other. What was that all about?
Well, the CIA was backing certain militias in East Aleppo. The Pentagon was backing others in that region up there. And at one point, they were literally battling against each other. These sponsored militias from different parts of the U.S. government were battling each other. And that actually shockingly made it into mainstream media. But that's how crazy this is.
So right hand doesn't know what left hand is doing kind of with all of this?
Well, part of it, you know, part of the actual strategy is to create chaos. And I think part of it is, a lot of our people, literally, they don't understand the region. They don't know anything about these countries. A lot of it is, you know, the right hand not knowing what the left is doing. We have no business playing God. We do it very poorly. We don't play empire well, you know?
No, and you know what? I am a student of history, and it didn't work out for Rome very well when the Republic fell and they went into empire and they started all these, wars and conquering everywhere. They called it the Pax Romana, of course, and we're kind of into the Pax Americana because we want to be we don't want to lose our place as supreme power. You know, we don't want to lose our spot.
You've got that exactly right. And yet we're supposed to lead by example, not by force.
Shining city on a hill, as Reagan said.
Exactly. And this is something the rest of the world wants us to be.
Yes.
And if we would just live our ideals, we would still maintain, we would still be very strong, very successful, and we might even be able to solve some of our problems that we have here instead of bleeding our economy dry to support these foreign wars.
Well, and it's like, was it George Washington or whoever said, you know, not go out in search of monsters to destroy. It was Adams or one of those guys.
John Quincy Adams,
Right, right. That's right. That's who it was. And, you know, but they all wrote things about that. I mean, even Washington in his farewell address. And so I can't stop it. And it's like you people are saying, oh, you're anti-American. I get this stuff too. I mean, I try to educate people and I try to do it in a gentle manner. And I just try to get people to think a second time. Just think a second time and do a little homework. We're pablum fed. Why the few people that actually listen to the media, and it's all controlled. So we are given all the information is funneled through a certain filter to us.
Exactly. And it's very difficult. I feel for people. They're very busy. They have hard jobs. They have families. And it takes a lot of time and effort to try to get at some truth.
Yes, it does.
You know, it's a difficult situation.
We're coming up against a 5-minute break, and we'll come into our last segment and let you finish it off.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is the last segment. We're talking to Janice Kortkamp. Gosh, this has been so interesting. The time has gone so fast. And I'm going to let you, you know, kind of finish up and take us out to the end of the show. But I want people to understand, you know, as a takeaway that, you know, write your congressman. We need to not be funding these rebels. And we also need to understand that it isn't our job to take down a democratically elected leader and start studying history. Learn what we did back in 1953 to Mossadegh and Iran and how we helped destroy that country and turn it into a very oppressive country. And, you know, we don't know history. We just have funneled news given to us. So
I want to thank you, Janice, for helping to educate all of us. I can't tell you, this means a lot to me because I learned more and I try to study this stuff all the time. So, what else do you want us to know and about what's really going on and what we need to do to prevent any more chaos over there?
Sure. Well, first, I just want to say thank you for having me here tonight, and also just thank you for being an informed American who asks the right questions and keeps digging until you find the truth that makes sense. So thank you for that. Basically, I think we just need to take a breath and recognize that there are many countries and cultures in the world. They all have their strengths and their weaknesses. Not to live in fear of that, but to enjoy the differences of other countries and to learn about them, as you said. And I think the more we learn about countries, the less likely we are going to be to want to bomb them. So that is absolutely key. And, you know, all I can say is I'm not crazy for traveling to Syria. We're not crazy for questioning this. Everything has kind of come to a head. Senator Black calls it the center of gravity. All of the different players involved, you know, this is revealing strategies and policies that like nothing else has. And so this is a key moment for Americans. We can either slough it off and be apathetic and say, oh, well, maybe we are supposed to be an empire, or we should stand up for our ideals and for what it really is to be an American. And defend those ideals. And we're going to have to defend those against the government and the media of the United States of America. And that's okay. Just don't be afraid. Just do it. One person can make a difference, but we don't make much unless we're all, you know, working together. And this is what I hope for, is for more people to wake up and actually say something and do something and not to be afraid to do it.
Right, and I think it's good, too, to when we find out that there's people in Congress that are keyed into this and aren't afraid to speak out, to let them know that we support them in that and that we
Absolutely.
Are hearing them and we appreciate them.
Absolutely. And go on Facebook or whatever and demand that ABC and CNN and Fox News present the other side of these stories, that they don't just continually promote war propaganda without getting held accountable. This is something that we can do, is just hammer those media sources and say, you're not doing your job, you have no integrity, show the other side of this story, or we're signing off and we're not going to follow you anymore. And that's our power as consumers.
Right, and that's, I think, one of the reasons why alternative news has started to flourish so much, because
exactly.
We've got citizen news. We don't have investigative journalists anymore. You know, we've
Correct.
Got these big name talking heads, and as my friend calls the MSM, the Ministry of Smoke and Mirrors.
And CNN is the CIA news network. I mean, it really is
yeah.
kind of ridiculously bad at this point.
Yeah, it really
and it's
is.
Murderously bad. You know, millions of people are dying. Millions. And tens of millions are getting forced out of their homes. This doesn't just hurt the people there. Europe is going to be dealing with problems from these waves of refugees caused by these wars for probably
yep.
generations to come.
And, of course, I think it's by design. I think that's what they want. They want a destabilization to bring in their
yeah.
Global governance. And I think they don't realize it's going to blow back on them. But I think they think that by destabilizing and creating chaos, that that's the way to control people. And I'm not so sure that that's going to work for them.
I hope not. You know, I think one of the things I notice about these people making the decision, whether you call them the deep state or whatever,
yeah,
is they're very arrogant.
State.
Yeah,
very arrogant.
Their arrogance is their weakness, because they think they are immune to anything. And yet I just have this feeling that they aren't. I have this hope that they aren't.
Well, you know, I believe the Lord ultimately controls history, and I kind of know how the book ends. But in the meantime, we have to live in this world. And it doesn't mean that we are in la-la land and don't participate. And I think, you know, as Americans here and certain places in Western Europe and stuff, we've had it so good for so long. I don't know if you heard earlier on the news segment, there's people almost killing each other in France over cans of Nutella. You know, it's like, really? There's people starving to death and don't know where their next meal's coming from. Yemen is having the hell bombed out of it. And I don't know. I think people've got to change their perspectives.
Yes. And, you know, as a Christian, I'm a Christian. The Christians here in America are simply not stepping up to the plate. Now, we're the ones, as a single group, they're the largest group supporting these wars, supporting these millions of deaths, the tens of millions of people getting forced from their homes. And I'm not sensing that there's a lot of questioning there. It's starting. But really, you know, for the Christians to be on that side of this issue, to me, is something that has to change. And it's not just Christians. Any person of conscience and humanity has to really step up and say whether we're going to allow this to continue to be done in our name.
Well, even the people that do go to church in this country and the Christian church, I mean, the churches are controlled and people aren't getting information. You know, not only is Bible doctrine not being taught, but they're not getting any information about how a Christian needs to live in this world and what's really going on. So anytime they are getting information, they're getting controlled information. It's just absolutely brainwashing and being funneled. And I just encourage people to, you know, people that listen to this show and others like it are either awake or becoming awake. And,
wonderful.
You know, we've got to spread the word to other people. That's what really needs to, and it's one-on-one. It's how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Sometimes it just means talking to one person.
That's exactly right. And kind of keeping it simple and basic to start, you know, the very concept that patriotism is not militarism. They're two wholly separate things, and you can
That's
be a patriot, and you can support the troops, and you can still say no to these foreign wars and interventions.
Thank you, Janice, and you've taken us out to the end of the show, and we'll talk soon. Appreciate your time.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mary Ellen. Have a good evening.
All right, darling. Good weekend to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead. And we take this charge seriously. We got options. Organic, no gluten, without the chemicals. Great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.